AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. A jury in Washington has found four members of the right-wing extremist group Oath Keepers guilty of seditious conspiracy during the Capitol riot, weeks after the conviction of the group's leader, Stuart Rhodes. The Justice Department is also trying to get sedition convictions against the former leader of the Proud Boys and four associates. Also, the man seen in photos with his feet on then-House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's desk on the day of the riot was convicted of felony charges of civil disorder and obstruction of an official proceeding. A judge ruled a political newcomer who lost his bid for the New Mexico State House and is accused of orchestrating a series of drive-by shootings at the homes of Democratic officials will remain in custody pending trial. The judge determined Solomon Pena is a danger to the community. Health officials want to make coronavirus shots similar to the schedule for getting a flu shot.
The FDA is looking at a simplified approach for future coronavirus vaccination efforts, allowing most adults and children to get a once-a-year shot to protect against the mutating virus. One good reason, while more than 80% of the U.S. population has had at least one vaccine dose, only 16% of those eligible have gotten the latest boosters. The FDA will ask its panel of outside vaccine experts to weigh in at a meeting later this week. I'm Shelley Adler.
Poland's prime minister says his government will ask Germany for permission to send some of the Polish army's Leopard tanks to Ukraine. A former high-ranking FBI counterintelligence official has been indicted on charges he helped a Russian oligarch in violation of U.S. sanctions. Elon Musk was back in federal court in San Francisco to testify in a class-action lawsuit filed by Tesla investors alleging he misled them with a tweet claiming that he had lined up financing to take Tesla private in a deal that never came close to happening. This is AP News. Jury selection starts in South Carolina in the trial of a disgraced lawyer accused of killing members of his family.
Alec Murdoch denies killing his wife and son, saying he found them shot to death at their home in June 2021 after visiting his ailing father. It took state agents 13 months of investigation to charge him. Murdoch also faces about 100 other criminal counts, as prosecutors say he stole millions of dollars from clients, committed insurance fraud trying to stage his own death, and ran a drug and money laundering ring. I'm Julie Walker.
A fresco depicting Hercules, and originally from Herculaneum, a city destroyed along with Pompeii in 79 AD's eruption of Mount Vesuvius, is back in Italy along with 59 other ancient pieces illegally trafficked to the U.S. They ended up in private collections. Ed Donahue, AP News.